Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? PSA Radio, you already know what this is. My bro, Dre 3 Letterman. What's good, my G?
What's good, my G? PSA Radio, man. PSA Podcast. The bros is back, man.
We here. We got a couple special guests today. We got Loso having a crazy battle that just dropped. We're going to have him on. And then also John, the Don coming on. It's going to be crazy, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's wait for the guest to call up here.
So, Timbo, before you get him on, it's safe to say there's no Summer Madness, right?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
Wow. We got to do a segment on that. We got to do a segment on that.
The no Summer Madness?
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty crazy. I got to admit. I'm going to eat a little
hold
bit
on,
of noodles right now.
Hold on, my G. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Timbo.
Yep.
Yeah. Hold on, you should be calling up right now. Hold on.
I got the guest on calling right now. Let's get him on the show. First on PSA Radio. Let's get him on right now. Loso, what's good, bro?
What's good, man? What's good?
Loso, what's good, my brother?
Yo, what's good, man? Y'all hear me?
Yeah, you good, brother. You good?
Okay.
My man.
I hear y'all clear. What's good, bro?
My man. How does it feel to have... Well, let me ask you a question. Going into the battle, did you expect that you and Excel have a fire battle with replay value and a great back and forth on top of that?
Man, nah, I can't even say I did. So prior to when I heard about the matchup, John, you know, the dude's a mastermind with matchups. Like, he's thinking in his head not just what's going to be dope on the call, but, like, how is this going to play out to the fans. And so when he pitched it to me, he was like, yo, I think that this would be good. XL had already been saying that he wanted to kill a Christian. And obviously he was talking about Saga. I don't think XL knew who I was at the time. And when we were going into the battle, I was just looking at XL's history. And I had seen that he was doing a little better as far as putting on three great rounds. And
right.
So I was kind of skeptical at first. I was like, man, you know, what type of XL am I getting? I knew he was battling. I think he was battling like a week before he was in Atlanta. And then it ended up getting canceled. I think him and QP ended up getting canceled. So I didn't know what type of XL I was getting. But, man, when we jumped in there, I knew what I was bringing. I didn't know what type of XL I was going to get. But end up, supposedly, this is what everybody's been telling me, that was the best XL they've seen, period. So
I agree with that. I'll go on record and tell you the battles that I've watched this year. My favorite battles this year, Loso, is Diz and Ian. Nitty, Av, B. Dot, Danny Myers, Ian, B. Magic, and now Loso and Excel has gone into that list, my brother. Real talk.
Dope, dope.
You know what I mean?
That's respect. Yeah.
The Christian battle rapper stigma. Do you carry that stigma? Does that bother you that you, Saga, and B. Dot maybe in that box where they just consider y'all the Christian battle rappers? Does that bother you, that stigma at all? Being labeled that?
Yeah, it depends. It depends what you mean by it when you say it. So, like, if you're talking about Loso is the Christian battler because he's a Christian and he battles, nah, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're trying to use that to just identify like who I am, then I got no problem with that. Because if you ask me, like first and foremost, before I'm a battler, before I'm a rapper, like, I'm a Christian. Like, this ain't no facade for me. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no marketing tactic. I ain't trying to get extra plays or nothing like that. Like, my name is Loso. You click on my vids, you click on my music, you play my stuff, it's going to be quick that you find out who I'm talking about, who why I do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
However, though, now, if you attaching that, though, for some sort of clickbait, if you attaching that for some sort of market attack, that's why I can't. I don't want to do that because they box me in. You see what I'm saying? So if it's so prior to this, you got to think about it. Like, as soon as they hear the Christian battler, I remember somebody, one of my first battles on Bullpen, they just knew I was battling, but they didn't know what type of battle I was, and they just automatically assumed, oh, he just going to come up here and just preach. as if I don't know rap, as if I don't know motion, as if I don't know punches, as if I don't understand how to use angles and break down the opponent or do homework. So if they boxing me in and saying this is what a Christian battler is, then no, I don't want to be called that. But if you using that to kind of just identify, like, yeah, this dude loves Jesus. This is what he does. Then yeah, man, go ahead. You know, I have no problem with that. But it really depends on the person using the term. So
yeah, I mean, do you think that's during a battle? Do you think that's just like it'll be a played out angle eventually? Like, yo, yeah, we get it. You know,
yeah,
something different.
Yeah. I know for me, it won't. Like, I know for as far as like what you're gonna hear from Loso. Because if you watch my battles, like, I'm battling the dude in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you watch me against Barry Bands, like, you it's low. Like, I can't use those rounds for anybody else. And I'm not just spitting just Bible verses. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm incorporating obviously what I am and what I believe, but I'm breaking down my opponent and I'm building him back up. Same thing with XL. Like, I'm using it was a significant thing that he was boasting about his 5%. You know what I'm saying? It was a significant thing that he was Team Hami. Mm-hmm. So I'm using the name XLIX. Like, I'm using all these different things. The accusations of him, you know, putting his hands on another woman, like, all these things are getting used within my round. So it's not gonna get you never. There's never going to be a time that you can go into a Loso battle and say, I already know what he's going to do, because I'm doing something different every time.
Yeah.
But my opponents, they will have to go ahead and come up with different, which I think XL did good at. I mean, XL did the best so far. And so I that was my first line. If you listen to the XL battle, my first line was, man, you know, 1 year in the game and they'll know what to do with me. They just know that the brother is nice. My opponents are a bunch of gangster rappers who turn conscious rappers. I mean, they sound like Tay Rock, but in front of me, they want to be brother polite. So you get this. So automatically, when they jump in front of me, it's this. They turn another. And what you call it? Jay Black just said this. He said it beautifully. I think he says a lot of people are making, oh, it's too many Christian rappers, too many Christian battlers. But Jay Black was like, look, every time I see an opponent against a Christian battler, it's been the best opponent yet.
Yeah.
Like, that was the best XL.
Mm-hmm.
They said that was the best Chess. The Chess that just battled Saga, we haven't seen the footage, but word on the street is that Chess was talking about some. Like, we were getting content from these dudes that we would not get otherwise. You see what I'm saying? So it would get played out if a dude does come with the same angles, but I think that the opponents, they're getting creative, you know what I'm saying? And my next dude, whoever my next dude is, I'm pretty sure that, you know, he's going to do the same thing. He's going to have to step it up. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you battled on ETD, Enter the Dragon League, when you battled, Fred East, right?
Yeah, so it's actually called Enter the Dungeon. So it's a Enter the Dungeon. Yep, small lead. Now, I battled two dudes. It was a first dude named Problems. That was an initiation battle. I just started, like, and this was actually exactly a year ago. And I just came out there really just to kind of test the waters. I was watching battle rap. Some of my dudes said I'd probably be good at it. And so I went in there, and it shook the place. They just didn't know who this dude was, Loso, as far as. And then after that, they gave me their veteran, like, they're one of the, pretty much their top dog right now, Fred Ease. And so battle Fred Ease. And then after that, I heard about the tryouts that Bullpen was having, like, simply right after that. And that's where, you know, the rest is history from there. So, yep.
Barry Bands, Bully Danny, you know what I mean? Now, is Bullpen, do you consider Bullpen Battle League your home now? That's your home base?
Yeah, so this is how I would articulate it. So for battle rap, for me, it's not like I'm under contract or nothing. But just personally, I do everything off of relationships. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if we building, if you and I, like, texting and we communicating off the strength of our friendship, I'm just going to hold you down. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of person I am. So, for instance, Bullpen is not necessarily my home league, or it's not primarily the league that I affiliate. But I would say this, though. John, Chris Petty, all the dudes over there, Will, they take care of me, dog. I'm not even gonna front. Like, they make sure I'm good every time I'm out there. They take care of me getting there, putting me up in matchups. And it was because the tryout battle. Once I did tryout, the prize obviously was a cash prize, but right after that it was, look, you will be part of the roster. So I seen that, and obviously I could have battled anywhere else after that, but I was like, you know what, let me go see what's up. So John called me, and he was like, if you listen to the interviews, he was like, man, this is the kid I was looking for. This is the dude I was looking for. Like, there was a bunch of Spit That Heat battlers at that event. So he could have picked any seasoned vet that was there, because they all jumped ship from there and went in the bullpen. And there was a bunch of tough dudes. But there was this one dude, and I'm speaking about myself, this one dude who came from nowhere. And that's what he wanted. Like, John,
right.
Like I said, the perfect story prior to going there, he was like, I saw his tweets, and he had no clue who I was. I saw his tweets, and he was like, man, if I could find this dude who nobody knows, if I can, I guarantee, give me a year and I'll make him a star. You know what I'm saying? So right after I did my tryout, and the room was going crazy, dog. Like, the room was going crazy that night. And because they never seen, they didn't know who I was, and they never seen something like this. And so when I was up there, John called me the very next day, man, and was like, look, man, like, I got a plan. Like, he told me, he's like, I got a plan. And the main thing he said, I remember prior to it, he said, he came back to me, he said, look, give me a year. And so right after the Bully Danny, this is why I would consider Bullpen my home league. So this is the decision I made. Not too many people know this, but Norb's contacted me. Norb's contacted me and gave me a proving ground shot. Gave me a proving ground against a dude named Craig.
I heard you turn that down. Is that true? Is that true? You turned that down?
Yeah. And the reason for I was on the brink of taking it. Like, I was literally, because me and John had been playing phone tag for about, I think, like 3 days straight. But I didn't want to make – I told Norris, I said, Norris, give me a day or two. Let me call you back. Let me think this over. Now, I wanted to take the PG. I knew if I did this PG against Craig Lamar, we both from Tampa, Craig Lamar could rap. And I knew if I go up there and I could show out, I said, first of all, I knew this PG was going to drop. I knew this PG was going to do numbers. I knew it was going to be a five battle, and I knew it was going to go ahead and propel me to kind of like the next level. But like I said, it's about relationships. So once I was already building a relationship with John, I finally got into contact with him. I told him the situation. And he basically just he pitched it to me. He said, look, man, you could do that. But, you know, if you do great out there, which I think you would, you're not going to be able to battle nowhere else. Like, they're going to give you a contract. You know what I'm saying? They probably going to hold you down over there. But I got a plan over here. And if you stick with it, just give me a year. Like, he told me that. He was like, give me a year. And so off the strength of that, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't really a tough decision after that. And so, it has been working. It's not like he's been putting me to battle, like, every week. It's been chess, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, let's do this. Let's make this move. You battle this dude, you kill this dude, and all I got to do is really go to work and do what I do. So I do consider bullpen. If somebody asks me, you know, I'm on the bullpen roster. Yeah, that's not a shadow of a doubt. And that's my family over there, you know what I'm saying? So anything that they need, I told them, any event, any call that they want me to be on, you know, just holler at me. So it's looking good, though. It's looking real, real good.
All right.
That's dope. Crazy. I'm glad. Well, you know, we talked to a lot of people that have battled on bullpen, and they, you know, they have the best things to say about John, you know, to be honest with you, as far as business-wise, and not even like, you know, business-wise, but just a personal, just a good dude, you know, will go out of his way for people as well, you know?
Yeah, I could definitely say that. Like, one thing about dude is that he's always – I mean, he's communicating, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how all the other league owners are.
You're breaking up, fam. Loso.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yo.
Yeah, he's breaking up a little bit.
Yo, you hear me?
Yo.
Yeah.
Tell me if you hear me. You hear me? Okay,
yeah, good.
So what I was saying is with John, I don't know about everybody else as far as, like, league owners and stuff like that, but one thing about him that's unique is that he's available. So anytime I do hit him up, or he constantly hits me up anyway, you know what I'm saying, just checking up. And that's what you would do anyway if you feel you got, like, a gem, a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
You kind of want to constantly hit him up and see where his head at and making sure everything's Gucci. Because at any minute,
definitely,
you know what I'm saying, like, any minute, another opportunity. And we get hit up all the time about dope opportunities in other leagues, But, you know, I think there's this plan in place that that I'm rocking with, you know what I'm saying, that he's rocking with. So, I definitely can affirm every good thing that they do say about John. So,
now, before we wrap it up here, your music. I know you do music, and people don't know out there. I actually checked out one of your joints that put that in my life joint with Anthony Murillo.
Yeah.
Feeling that a little bit, my brother. Let's talk about your music right quick before we wrap this up there.
Yeah. So prior to even battling, I was able to, come up with a small little fan base. So that's what I do. Like I'm doing shows constantly. Like I'm heading out to Philly, and I'm flying out of Denver. So I get shows like on a constant basis, and that's really where I generate the most of my income. But I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper. So I got a project out on iTunes right now called Valley of Vision. I got a plethora of music videos, you know what I'm saying? I do rap competitions, so 16-bar competitions all around the country that I've won. Haven't lost one yet. So different things that, you know, I end up doing. But, yeah, so music features, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a bunch of different features and just trying to really just expand myself with that. So right now, every time – because I think this is how it used to be. When you used to watch like Mass Hoffa back in the day or Cortez or Surf, whenever they strategically used to use their battles, it was really a platform to kind of catapult their project. You know what I'm saying? I remember Cortez, he used that Hitman Holler to go ahead and drop this this project. Mass Hoffa, the Calico battle, it didn't go his way, but he ended up using that some project. So every time, that's what I want to do. So my battles, I want to go ahead and be strategic because I want to hit the iron when it's hot. You know what I'm saying? So if the next battle goes well, I want to go ahead and put out some merch. I got some merch coming out within Bullpen. You know what I'm saying? We doing this little project, and then obviously my next mixtape will go ahead and drop. So just trying to be smart about every move that I do. But yeah, man, music is definitely a part of the Loso brand, and it's as well. It has its own little entity. You know what I'm saying? So battle rap and music, it's sort of separate, but I get to go ahead and to the battle rap culture like you know what I'm saying? You just checked out a music video. Boom. It's another dude in the music industry. Hey, I also do battle rap. Go check that out. So I get to kind of fuse the fans, even though they kind of different. But at the end of the day, they still got, you know, the same interest. So I'm excited for it, dog.
Yo, Loso, you got any bars?
Yo, I got any bars? Yeah, man, I'll go ahead and rap something real quick.
Do your thing, my G. Floor is yours.
Yeah. Yo, I say glory and honor. You changed my persona. For that reason, I am so in awe. Pontificating on the very thought that I'm adopted and could have been blotted out, but you sovereign and did it all. Well, I'm just cruising in this cruising, moving with the one who's bruised for them. Since he did the choosing, I'm headed to New Jerusalem. Prior to this new maneuvers, what made to be foolish and fool of fooling with women who soothing and work at who to see I was dead in sin. No way in the world I beat that. He preached facts to my heart. I repented on my kneecaps. Glory to the Lamb. See his truth. Yeah, I eat that. The word of God echoes. It's only right that I feed back. See, he's hot dog. Y'all need to catch up. Forget what y'all must have heard. He's the best, bruh. All them sour crowds in the audience. He's what I relish. See what I condiment. That's Loso, y'all.
Man,
yes,
salute,
sir.
Bro. Bars.
Loso, shout out to you, my G, man. Thanks for giving us a good dope battle with XL, my dude. We're going to recap that in a couple days. You know what I mean?
Okay, please do. Yeah, and hey, stay tuned, man. This next battle, man, is going to be crazy. Next battle for the opponent, crazy.
You and Chef Trez what?
Word? Nah. that's on my radar, though, man. He's definitely on my radar. So they keep pitching us together because we the top dudes in bullpen or whatnot. So
it makes sense, though.
That's
going
to have to happen. Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to you, Loso, for real, my brother.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the love.
Appreciate you, bro.
You already, my G.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right. Shout out, Loso, coming on the show.
I like them Young Lions, man. He talks with confidence. I like the talk.
He does. Crazy, man.
And you notice all the young cats that we interviewed, they're mad humble.
Yeah.
Twerk, Loso. You know, love to give the young brothers a shot and talk to them and dig their brain and you know.
You know what the thing is, Ray, that I worry about? I worry about,
what's that?
Is that humble feeling going to stay? You know?
It's going to be hard if you have, all right, here's the thing. If you're having fire battles and people coming at you on Twitter, the gas, listen, I understand in battle rap, you have to be humble. But then again, this is a machismo sport, my dude. This is Macho Man.
Yeah.
This is, you know what I'm saying? This is me telling you ain't shit. Like, I like the cocky shit,
yeah,
my dude. You kind of got to be cocky. But some niggas do kind of OD with it. I ain't gonna front when they have no, they should not be ODing with it. Like, let's take a chill pill. You know what I mean? But you're right. We've seen it happen. Everything is humble in the beginning, and then money. Then you start acting like your shit goes stink, and then, you know, we've seen it. But
it's true.
Him being a Christian battle rapper, I think it's bigger than battle rap with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got the Lord on. I mean, we all got the Lord on our side. Don't get it twisted, but he really kind of wears that on his chest. You know what I mean? So
yeah, no. And you got to respect that, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But him and XL was a fire battle. That shit was a fire battle.
Yeah.
Shout out to Loso and XL too, for real. Both of them cats.
We're definitely gonna get the. It's ironic because we obviously had Loso coming on the show. Now we got the league owner about to come on the show in a minute here. And Dre, what did you think about those matchups that I told you about from this guy? We're not going to say them. What would you think?
Fire, my dude. One of them in particular, man, I hope that shit goes down, bruh. One of them, I hope, goes down. And if you know me, you should know your brother, too. You should know about I'm talking about what
I
didn't even say.
It's true. Here, you know, let's get the dude on. Straight up. Let's get this dude on. What would you say, Dre? Obviously a friend of the show. A friend of
yeah,
all
that's
of
the
us.
Bro, man. That's the bro.
This is, you know, one of the humble dude, man, league owner.
Back-to-back battles he dropped. Let me throw this out there. Back-to-back dope fire battles he just dropped with fucking Loso and XL and DNA and Chef Trez, let's just be clear. Two fire battles back-to-back.
How many other leagues can say... How many other leagues can say that? I'm just saying. How many other leagues can go ahead and say that?
I can't even say one, but that's a different story.
Back-to-back fire battles. It's a different story. Let's get this dude on right now. Of course, John to Don. John, what's good, man?
Timbo, Dre, what's good?
What's good, my G?
Hey, shit,
cooling.
I just had the boy Loso on.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
like that dude Loso, John. Humble dude, man. Like Loso, man.
Man, one of the humblest dudes I've met, at least, you know, one of the humblest new dudes, you know what I'm saying? These other new niggas, they not, you would think they did nine summer madnesses, man.
You know, hey, we're definitely going to get into that. First, definitely want to talk to you about Fade, man. 2016, Fade, talk about it.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. It was definitely our best event yet. You know, even though this upcoming event might fuck that event up, but we could talk about that a little bit later too. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
But yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? Definitely work I'm proud of, and you know, the response I'm getting on it, all that shit is humbling as well. You know what I mean? So. Yeah,
I mean, the
battles
that have dropped, like Dre said. It's crazy already.
Yeah, let's talk about the DNA and Trash. How y'all felt about that one?
Yo, son, that battle was fire, bro. I'm gonna say this right now. I gave it to DNA 2-1, and I'm gonna say this right now. DNA's third round,
that
shit,
bro.
Crazy.
Yeah, that. Bro,
DNA
third round was the DNA third round is one of the best third rounds this year. B, I'm gonna keep it tall. Like, when you talk about breaking down a nigga and like explaining to a nigga, this is why I've been doing this longer than you. Know your fucking place. Don't get it twisted though, because Chef Trez rebuttal in the second round was one of the illest rebuttals. That nigga's rebuttal was fucking crazy. So I ain't taking nothing away from Chef Trez. It was dope back and forth. 2-1. Replay value.
I had the same thing.
DNA 2-1?
Nah, I gave it to DNA 2-1. Yeah, DNA got that 2-1, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I gave DNA.
Crazy. Whoever you got taking the first round is who won the battle.
The first round's debatable.
Yeah.
The first round's debatable.
Yeah,
the first round's debatable. Second round, I gave it to Chef. And third, DNA, obviously. That first round is up in the air. Anybody say Chef won, you can't even say nothing. But DNA, how he left the his third round was just it was memorable. It was memorable and shit.
Yeah, that was crazy though. But DNA even said that rebuttal was probably the toughest rebuttal he heard.
I would think so. That shit was hard, my nigga.
Did you know, John, in the building, watching that, that you were like, "Yo, when this comes out, it's gonna be crazy."
Crazy.
Yeah. Did you know it right when you were watching? Yeah.
Yeah. We're about to drive an hour away, boss. Yeah. All right. Yo.
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 Yeah, my phone was in the store.
John,
shit. Yeah.
John, did you
Did
you know watching that battle that it was going to be crazy when it came out?
The crazy thing is, not even to sound funny, I knew the battle was going to be crazy when I set the shit up.
Word?
In my head, because you got to look at it like this. In my head, from what we've been seeing from DNA, he's been going crazy in every battle. At least, you know what I mean? You know, at least the majority of the battles, at least every time he came to the bullpen, he fucked the bullpen up.
Right.
Yeah.
Every single time. And then you look at a nigga like Trez, Trez don't have bad battles.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So when you got these two niggas like that, and they both come in, you know what I mean, they know what they stand for. They know that they got to come with rebuttals. They know that they got to keep up with each other. I knew there was no way that battle was going to be whack. It was no way. Like, you know what I'm saying? And to me, at least, if that battle was whack, it was, I don't know, like.
Nah,
that
battle was far
was
from whack,
be.
Bro. That battle
you know
was far
mean?
From whack.
So,
there, you didn't
so
have to
happened,
drift off.
I was actually surprised that I was right. Like, I was still surprised. Even though I knew it was going to happen, it's just like when it happened, it's like, shit, it really happened. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
but, you know,
it came through.
Yeah, but that was the aim. That was the aim for the whole event. Every matchup on the event was the aim towards that. You know what I mean? To every battle be a good matchup some way, somehow. You know what I mean? The only battle I wasn't sure how it was going to go was Kayshawn. Because that could have either went Kayshawn and Sharon.
Yeah, because it could have got physical.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't going to get physical, though. But I'm talking about, like, as far outcome of the battle, it could have been a lackluster battle.
Yeah.
It could have been,
yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Let's keep it real, John. Sharon got off though, B. Sharon got crazy.
Yeah,
I was like, Jazz Face, like, damn, bro.
Kayshawn had shit. Niggas ain't even getting no fun.
Not like
Kayshawn
Sharon,
had
though.
Shit too, but his
like Sharon,
short.
Yeah, Sharon.
Yeah.
Sharon.
The thing from Shine though is like, yo, I'm watching the first half of the first round, I'm like, yo, this battle's about to be crazy. And then Sharon off. And then I feel like
the
same
fly dipper line. So many ill lines in there. Sharon had two.
John is responsible for a couple of the best rebuttals this entire year. So Sharon's Pokemon rebuttal has to be up there, right there from in the build.
You said which one?
The Sharon's Pokemon rebuttal.
Yeah.
To Shine. Like, people were going crazy over that. All the comments were like, yo, that rebuttal, crazy, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's John do? John's got something in the water over there, bro. John's got the formula right now. I don't know what the hell it is.
What it is, you
got
to create battle rap atmosphere. I mean, you got to create, give somebody, you got to give them all something. It's a reason. So that's where, you know, instigating comes. Because when you force somebody to talk shit, now you have to back it up. You're going to look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to put the pressure on, you know what I mean?
But it's not only that though. I think there's a mutual respect from these battle rappers to you that they come prepared when they battle on bullpen. You know, you can have the hype you know, get ready and prepare these battle rappers, but we've seen what's happened before with these artists.
Right.
But it feels like there's a certain respect when it's like, yo, John knows what the deal is. His business is A1. We're taken mm-hmm. care of. We never have to worry about it. We're going to show out. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Fuck with John. Let's go. It's just, is that what it seems like, too, with you?
You said what?
Is that what it seems like, kind of even behind the scenes when you're getting ready?
I mean, yeah, they let it be known to me, you know what I mean, when I do book them. Mm-hmm. I got you. They let it be mm-hmm. known to me that, you know, I ain't going to come there and play. You know what I'm saying? Like, got you. And the thing with me is, too, I don't be begging niggas. Like, yo, you come, yo, don't come here bullshitting, please. Like, I don't do that because my whole thing is, if you come here playing, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I want, you know what I'm saying? Like, you going to let one of my niggas come up off of you coming out here playing like that because they going to come try to kill you. So my whole thing is you could do what the fuck you want. Just get here.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, niggas was, even when B-Magic came and he was choking against Bricks, and even Magic was like, yo, John, I owe you. And my whole thing is like, yo, dog, when you do shit like that, you look bad on yourself. You're not making me look bad.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, that makes sense?
Like, no, it makes sense because, it makes sense, fam. It makes sense because, you know, niggas will quick to say, oh, if it's not URL, da, 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 it don't count. So niggas do it for a check. Yeah, niggas say that all the time. So, and like Timbo said, this is a respect factor. It's John. It's not no fucking Joe Schmo throwing up some battles and shit. So the respect factor is there. Like, all right, John, I'm going to come there and catch a wreck. That's what I would think a DNA mindset is. A K-Sean, Sharon, Ty Law, all these niggas, when they fucking with John, they know, yo, bro, you know, you got to come correct. You got to get Calico on there too, bro. I know Calico been holding you down in the audience, but
I
got to hit that stage.
Calico tell me a lie. He wanna come to the bullpen. Like, he tell me a lie. Mm-hmm. Just I gotta find the right matchup. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I was gonna do Calico and T-Top, but at the time I was just also, you know, that's a potential URL battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to get in the way of that. You know what I mean? To stay out of that. But yeah, I see it's a different kind of game going on out here. So, you know, that might be a battle you just might see anyway.
Speaking of that,
you know,
let's segue into that. I wanted to know what is going on. You know, you before we get into the tweets and everything about Trez.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he URL? Is he bullpen? What's the deal? Are we going to see him on upcoming cards? What's going on with that?
I mean, it's just this game's being played, right? Let me tell you, like when Trez. I haven't spoken to Trez. I see Trez a lot, you know, when I be going to the battle rap events in Atlanta, I see him. It's a mutual respect. He from the side of town of Georgia that where I be at, the north side, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we know mutual people or whatever, but I haven't spoke to him. Like, I didn't have his number or anything. I get a call one day, basically people letting me know that Trez turned down URL to battle on bullpen. Before I even spoke to him. So I'm like, yo, how he do that if I haven't even reached out to him? My whole thing was I wasn't going to deliberately reach out to Trez because I wasn't intentionally trying to go after everybody from Spit That Heat. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I go after Trez, it looks like I'm going after everybody from Spit That Heat, and that wasn't my thing.
Exactly.
Then I knew I couldn't go to Trez and be like, try out for the bullpen. You know what I mean? Because he'll be like, what? Try out. So, you know what I'm saying? So it was just – that was something I was leaving alone. So when I heard that, I'm like, yo, how Trez turned down URL for bullpen? I haven't even spoke to him. So when I heard what the conversation was, okay, you know, Trez, we'll allow you to be back on URL, you know, only if you listen this time and only battle with us in your home league, Spit That Heat. So, you know, Trez told them, you know, I'm not with Spit That Heat no more. So they asked him, who's going to be your home league? And he was like, you know, I wanted to fuck with John in the bullpen. They told Trez, well, if you fuck with John in the bullpen, you can't get a PG or whatever. You can't come to URL. That's what was out there. Then I later heard that was said because when I first had my first event, P had reached out to P had got in touch with. I know P from the War Report, right?
Of course.
P got in touch with Riggs and PC trying to get them PG battles. So what I told P was,
nah, don't put them on no PG. Let me build these dudes up so they won't need a PG. You know what I'm saying? Let me do my thing with them before you do that. So he completely understood and said, okay. And then with the whole Trez situation, now it's a thing going around where, yo, if you go to bullpen, you can't get a PG. That's not the thing. It ain't like you can't get a PG. It's just that I would prefer you not go that route. Not yet, because, you know what I'm saying? I could, but they explained to me that they only told Trez that because they don't trust Trez, and they know, like, if they tell Trez, you know, you got to battle such and such, and they're not giving him no names, they felt like Trez could run to me and be like, yo, John, they're not giving me this person. Can you get me this person? And they know that I could get any looks that they can get. Which made sense to me at the time. So I ain't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? So then there was another time where something was mentioned about Trez was hitting up Norbs to get back on URL or whatever the case is. And then when I ended up speaking to Trez, Trez was saying he never spoke to Norbs. So that was a complete lie. But anyway, in the event, I still got on the phone with Trez and P trying to work something out to get Trez back over to the URL because I felt like Trez needed that look. It will help. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to squash the shit or whatever the case is, trying to get him over there. I'm like, yo, P, you know what I'm saying? The PG thing might not be a good thing, but at least let's try to do a one-off. We was actually thinking about doing a one-off between Trez and Jerry West. That was the thought at the time. So, you know what I mean? So I got Trez on the phone, and we talking, and Trez, you know, he just kind of got, like, this little nonchalant attitude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he don't even really want to talk right now. So while we talking about it, and then Trez was just like, you know, I'm going to let you know. You know what I mean? So we get off the phone. Trez called me back, was like, yo, fuck URL. I don't even want to fuck with them niggas, bro. This is what he says. Like, he like, I don't even want to fuck with them niggas. I think it's because it was a personal issue he had between
off
with
the
Norbs
phone, though. Not on the phone. Yeah.
He calls me after we got off the phone with P. Right after.
Yeah.
He tells me,
yo,
I don't even know why you even going that hard. I'm like, yo, dog, he like, I don't care about URL. I'm like, I understand that, but that's a good look. If you need that look right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now. This is at the beginning of the bullpen. You need that look right now. You need to get that. But he was just so adamant about not going over there. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, coming up, I had Trez a big battle coming up for the 1 year anniversary. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I had a big battle. I don't want to mention it because I'm still going after it. Timbo, you know, I'm pretty sure you told Dre it's cool, but I don't want to put that out there like that.
Right. Of course not. We ain't doing that.
Yeah, so I had a big battle for him. Next thing you know, because Trez, like, I offered to pay Trez for these battles, right? And Trez don't take my money. He says, big bro, I don't want to charge you for these battles. Like, I don't want to do that.
Whoa.
And I'm like, yo, dog, because I was telling him, because he's trying to take battles everywhere else to get money everywhere else. So my whole thing is, if everybody's offering you money, you know what I'm saying, you're worth something. So if I'm telling you not to go this place and that place because I'm trying to build your brand a certain way, I gotta at least put some money in your pocket. But he's telling me he don't want to take my money. Next thing you know, I'm like, well, he said he need money, so I'm like, all right, well, listen, we could take, you know, certain times we're going to negotiate different situations with different leagues. I want to still make sure you get a good look on these other leagues you go to. You know what I'm saying? It makes no sense to you to go another league and battle with Joe Schmo, but you coming over here and I'm giving you these good looks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to battle with anybody anywhere, you might as well battle with anybody here. So, you know, he started, I was like, at least let me negotiate these shits for you. So he went off and he just agreed to do like three battles. He locked in like three battles. And I'm like, yo, dog. So I'm like, yo, look, you could take these battles. What I'm saying is when you big name battle for the 1 year anniversary. And I explained why.
Yeah.
And he understood. He like, yo, big bro, I don't really care who I battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I just love to battle. If I could battle every week, I would do that. This is what he's telling me. I don't care about names or nothing. I'm like, oh, all right, say no more to get the money. So that was that.
Yeah.
The next day, I call him and I tell him, you know, yo, what about you and Bad News next month? You know what I'm saying? And he like, bet, run it. He even went on Facebook, started promoting it, talking shit. And next thing you know, Bad News sent me a, you know, he tell me, Trez hit him up on Facebook saying, yo, no disrespect to you, but we can't do this battle. We could do it anywhere else, just not on Bullpen. We on bad terms right now.
Wow.
So I'm like, what? So I'm like, so Bad News asking me, like, yo, what's up? I'm like, yo, don't worry about it. We going to do this battle. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? So I called Trez. No, I'm texting Trez at the time because I was taking a shit, so I didn't want to call him. I'm in the bathroom. So I'm texting the nigga, and I'm like, yo, what's your problem? He's like, yeah, man, I already spoke to, you know, Chris and Will. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not feeling this shit or whatever. You know what I mean? Ain't no bad terms. Ain't no bad blood or none of that. I'm like, I feel you, but you got to do this battle. You know what I'm saying? You got to do this battle because I'm looking at it like, yo, dog, I just gave you the biggest battle of your career.
Mm-hmm.
I just gave you the biggest battle of your career. It makes
DNA,
no sense for me to let you capitalize off of that. Not let you capitalize, but let other leagues capitalize off of that by booking you against their people. I might as well book you against another one of our people. But he took it as, I'm trying to play him. I'm punishing him because I took him off the one-year anniversary and making him battle Bad News. So he like, now it's principal and all this. So I call him. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm not here to talk you into nothing. Look, I got this much money for you. Where you at? I could come give it to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and after you do this battle, you can do what you want. He like, nah, it's not about the money. I'm like, now all of a sudden it's not about the money? You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, it's principal. You trying to play me. He like, yo, we could go back and forth all day, but, you know, I'm not changing my mind. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? So I guess in the midst of all of that, he ends up hitting up somebody from URL, trying to get on URL because he's mad at what we doing.
Wow.
So it gets worse, though. So, you know what I mean? So that's the Gaby player. You know, he not happy, which is the same thing URL told Trez that they didn't want him to do, which is why they didn't want him battling with Bullpen and URL because they felt like he was going to be mad at what they doing and run to me and get his way. So it was reversed now. Mm-hmm. He got mad at us and ran to them. So you know,
do you feel like he's playing both sides of the fence, obviously?
Definitely. But it's cool because it's like, I don't fault the nigga for it. Like, I don't hate him for it. I love the nigga trash. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to still, little do he know, I'm still trying to put him in a certain situation. And, you know, the powers that be ain't letting it happen, but he still, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So when I call him matter of fact, we got to a big argument about this Bad News battle. And I had to be real with him. I was like, yo, Trez, like, yo, dog, you had a problem with every league you've been to. URL, spit that heat, and now us. You don't think none of the problem is with you? You know what I'm saying? So he goes off. He's like, yo, you know the situation with spit that heat. Don't even mention that. I can't even believe you brought that up. So I'm like, you know what? You're right. You got that. That's a whole nother situation. And he's like, man, and URL, man, fuck them niggas. I don't care. I don't care to fuck them niggas. This is what he's telling me. So anyway, I get a call from P, and P like, yo, what's your situation with Trez? And I'm like, honestly, man, that man, he going to do what he want to do. So it's like, I don't got no ties to him. That's what I told him. I don't have no ties to him. You got a plan for him. Do your thing. So when I'm saying that, P took it as, oh, this nigga fucked you over. Like, so basically, long story short, he was like, yo, if he acting like that with you after everything you've done for him, I don't even want to give him the look. This is what P says to me. So we get off the phone because I was even telling P, I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You can book him over there. Make him battle who you want him to battle. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you don't got to just, you know what I mean? But he was like, nah, if it's like that, that means Trez didn't change, and I don't want to give him the look.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 days later, Norbs called me. Norbs calls me, asks about Trez, and I tell him the same thing. I'm like, yeah, I just talked to Pete. And he's like, he's like, yeah, I don't want to fuck with Trez, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, P is adamant on fucking with him. P says he got a plan for him. P want to do this. P. Keep saying P name. I'm like, yo, dog, I just spoke to P, and P said he don't want to give him the look. So what the fuck is going on here? Mm-hmm. Then 2 days later, Trez posts, "I just got off the phone with Norbs. Y'all ready?" What the fuck is going on here?
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, so that's when I started going off.
Yeah.
You see this shit? Because now I feel played. I feel like y'all niggas is rocking me to sleep. And it's like, you know, I spoke to P about all of this shit. You know what I mean? And P, you know, he told me all his reasons why. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying these are lies. But what I was telling P was, it doesn't matter why things are happening. It's like, what's happening? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's about what happened. And I just felt like, you know what I'm saying, like, what kind of games is being played? Like, I don't understand that. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, so then they telling me, okay, look, we're going to fuck with Trez or whatever. Trez going to be bound to, you know, URL and bullpen. All we ask is that on bullpen, you don't book him against no URL artist. So I say, okay, if I'm going to do that, at least I got to give me the liberty to not let Trez do no fucking PG battles. Because what that does is it makes it seem like bullpen is a PG league. You take it one of our top dudes
and
you do a PG. So I'm like,
especially after you battle DNA also. That does
especially
count.
After you battle DNA. And then it's like one of the fucking best battles of the year.
Exactly.
It's like, it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. It's like, why
doesn't
would
make
you
sense.
Even,
yeah.
Why would you even do that? So last I heard was, you know, okay, we're going to talk about it. We're going to get everything. Next thing you know is Trez is battling Ryder on a PG card. So it's like, you're telling me we're supposed to talk about this, and now it's just like, what the fuck? So, you know, my whole thing is, if you're going to take one of my battlers, don't make him do no PG, because especially if there's supposed to be an alliance between John Adon and URL, after all the shit I had my hand in, you know what I mean? Don't disrespect my whole league like that. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? You're making it seem like my battles don't count for shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead, John.
I was like, you know what I'm saying? That's my whole argument. You know what I mean? And then even when I went to, you know, Beasley about the shit, you know, Beasley was just like, man, honestly, you know what I'm saying, our loyalty is to John Adon. This shit shouldn't even be an issue. So whatever you want us to do with Trez is, you know, let me know. And that's what will happen. But he's like, because you invested in it. You know what I mean? Like, you gave him that push, so whatever you want him to do. But it's kind of hard because I'm sitting there trying to make sure Trez not doing the PG. But on the other end, if they hollering at Trez and Trez is agreeing to do the PG, it's like, what the fuck? It's like, why are we even talking to John? And they telling me they want Trez to do the PG to, you know, to punish him. It's not about Bolton. It's about him. And I'm like, realistically, let's think about this. If Trez has problems with who he's battling, he just battled DNA. Y'all about to give him a PG, and y'all want him to say, if he battles on bullpen, he can't get no URL names. Y'all not about to give him no names on URL no time soon, because y'all don't even trust this man. So therefore, he won't get another name for at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
At least a year.
John,
that's right.
John, let me ask you a question. Do you think Chef Trez is thinking like, oh, niggas at bullpen is trying to act like they build my name up, build my brand up, so now he's trying to stray away?
I mean, probably, you know what I'm saying? Probably, but I think it's more or less, Trez don't like rules, man. He doesn't want to understand the battle rap business. You know what I mean? The problems he had with URL was, you know, he didn't want to just be bound to have to do what they say do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why after he did the PG with Dre Dennis, that's why things didn't work out, because he like, you know, I want to do what I want to do. And then he turned around and had the same problem with us. I don't think it's more of, you know, oh, these niggas think I built them. Because I had plenty of conversations with, you know, with Trez on what the whole plan of everything was. I have these conversations with all of the bulls from Bullpen Battle League. You know what I mean? So they all have an understanding on what it is. It's not that I'm trying to bound you. I'm just giving you advice on what and what not to do, how to move. You know what I'm saying? You could take 1,000 battles, but them battles don't mean anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The events matter. You know what I'm saying? What kind of event it is? Who's the headliner? You know what I'm saying? How are you about to be promoting this? What outlets do you have? Because if you're just going to book this man for a battle that's going to get 2,000 views, it's a waste of his time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think Trez is thinking like that. Trez just think I'm mad at him. Trez think I don't want to fuck with him.
You know what I mean? He may have some reasons to think that because of
You know what I mean? And then on top of that, you know, he's probably looking at you like, you are real. I feel like personally I could be wrong, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like personally I feel like Trez ain't like he wasn't happy with what was going on with that situation. He wasn't happy with what was going on with that, so he tried to go to URL to prove to himself like he's bigger than Bullpen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, Bullpen, what the fuck with me? Watch this. I'm going to get on URL just that easy. You know what I mean? And I just don't
Do you think he did it, though, probably still knowing he inside doesn't want to fuck with URL either, though? But just to make a point, do you think it's like just to like slap Bullpen in the face?
I wouldn't say that because Trez fuck with Bullpen. The thing is, Trez, he wants to battle at home in Atlanta. He's never going to get the feel or any league how he gets here. Let's be real here. You know what I mean? He walks in the building of a Bullpen event, as well as Loso, as well as Riggs, as well as PC, as well as Saya. It's a different kind of atmosphere. When they walk in a Bullpen event, they are them dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You put Trez in the midst of a bunch of PGs, and when they walk into a regular URL building, it's like, you're not that dude in here. You got to prove you that dude now.
Yeah.
So it's like he loves the Bullpen, and we love him. I just get frustrated because his decision-making, like he don't think. He go off of emotions and shit like that. He even tells me when we talk, he don't like talking to me because we disagree on everything. I'm like, well, we disagree because I think I'm the only nigga that be this real with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I just didn't like how the whole shit just played out. Like, it was just, there's other shit going on, too. That's a lot of funny shit going on to where it could be a conspiracy or whatever, but I don't want to make it like a war between me and URL. But funny shit is happening.
That was my next question. Do you feel like, because what it sounds like is between P and Norms and all this stuff, do you feel like they were trying to play you? Like, yo, let's just say this to John and kind of, like you said, build a conspiracy about this and confuse the shit out of him, try to, like, mind fuck him. Do you think they tried to play you in this situation?
I don't think they was like, yo, let's fuck up what John got going on.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that.
Yeah.
I think it's more or less of them trying to corner the market and not thinking about me, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, treating me as they would treat the competition subconsciously. I just feel like I should be held in more consideration in y'all planning because of the shit that I assist with. Y'all niggas
John, you my nigga. John, you my nigga, but you know how this goes. John, you my nigga, but...
It's different because, first of all, I know too much. I'm not a nigga you should want to cross in a certain situation like that.
Y'all really...
That's a
this motherfucker does... I swear to God, dude, John, I'm gonna tell a quick story. This mother, I'll hear about something literally before it's even dropped, and I'll hit up John, and he's like, "Yo, like I knew that shit like 2 months ago, bro. What the fuck you doing?" Like, yo, this dude, John knows everything with every fucking league, and that is not an exaggeration. Go ahead. I just had to say that.
Like, I know too much, and then it's like, why would you want to do that with a nigga like me? Mind you, I've had my problems with URL throughout the past, but instead of me going online, I'm calling niggas foes.
Right.
So it's like, you know what I mean? And then shit get worked out, shit get understood, but I learned the business to the point where, like, even now, y'all ask me if I feel like they attacking me. I said no, because that's not me. That would be me taking it personal. I just see the business of this shit. I understand it. I mean, to be honest with you, in many ways, I helped construct this plan. So that's why I feel a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all gonna use something on me that I helped construct with? Like, as if I'm not gonna see it? So that's where my whole frustration came with, and it's just like, it's a whole bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not on Bone Legacy 4, but I'm at the end of Bone Legacy 3 trailer. What sense does that make? What sense does that make?
Wow. None.
You know what
I'm saying?
That's
crazy. Yeah.
And then I'm looking at it like, you know, the bigger John Adon brand gets, the bigger the Bullpen Battle League brand gets. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't want to empower somebody that already got the power to compete. So I'm feeling like it's like they trying to avoid the cross marketing situation.
Yeah.
After, you know, seeing how quick Bullpen is picking up, it's like, we gotta slow this situation down a tad bit. You know what I'm saying?
Are they trying not to put you on cards then? Does that mean we're not gonna see John on some of the upcoming cards just because of that? Because now, like you said, with the cross marketing, when people think John, now Bullpen is there. Like, it's synonymous
right.
with each other. They're gonna people that look up John, they're gonna find Bullpen. That's just what it is. They're gonna become
right.
fans of Loso, Trez. I mean, that's just how the world works. Are they trying to stop
right.
that, like you said, by not booking you?
I mean, that's what it feels like. I don't want to sit here and, you know what I'm saying, and say this is the whole plan, but that's what it feels like. And you can't tell me I don't got a reason to feel this way.
But John, I think that's all the top 10 niggas, though. Let's be real, my nigga. Let's really dissect what I'm noticing here. You got Born Legacy. There was no Gnome. Nigga, they have a trailer for Born Legacy, and there's no Summer Madness talk. So when that happens, an epiphany hits my brain cell, and I'm like, you know what? Do I blame them in a sense? Not really, but I think they're like, you know what? We ain't really got big venues to pay John, the Hitmans, the Serbs, the Verbs, the Clips, and shit like that. Well, we could pay Chess. We could pay Saga. Y'all probably have deposit. Well, y'all first deposit is probably what they get paid. For more legacy, the battle rappers on there. You know what I'm saying?
But that wasn't said, though. Like, one thing with me, Dre, like, I'm a businessman. If you got a venue that only fit 100 people, I'm not going to charge you $9,000. You see what I'm saying? Like, if there's a good look, it's like you got to be realistic here. You know what I mean? Niggas asking for $50,000 and shit for a battle. Where's the return on that money? Because that's just one person getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just one person getting paid. Like, so shit like that. But at the end of the day, that wasn't discussed. That wasn't said. If that's the case, say that. Don't say, you know what I'm saying, let's shoot a, a blog to put at the end of Born Legacy 3 so you can be on Born Legacy 4 and then turn around and tell me when I'm trying to get Trez on Born Legacy 4, you turn around and tell me Born Legacy 4 is fully booked. And I'm like, how the fuck is Born Legacy 4 fully booked and I'm not booked?
But John, you know,
you can't.
That's what I'm saying. You're some of madness. You're a Gnome kind of cat. You're Armageddon. You're unfinished business. Born Legacy, I mean, even though you do battle, you
well,
have battle, you know, rookies versus vets.
Right?
Yeah, it's some of madness, Gnome.
I was told, months ago, you know, it was like, you know, the whole shit I was talking about with Surf, right? The whole contract I had, the whole Summer Madness thing. Surf telling me they didn't call him about me. So I'm just being optimistic here. If I'm weighing everything out, my whole shit is if Surf is saying that, at first I'm like, oh yeah, this, you know, Surf is just lying again to make it seem some kind of way. But then now I'm looking at it like, what if he's not lying? What if they're telling me that just to whatever the case? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck, because all I know is, you know, the battles that I was once getting now is giving to people who URL got control over. It's a branding thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? And then we spoke about this months ago, but by the time they started selling Summer Madness tickets, I haven't got a call about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I even spoke to Beasley about it when we was just in New York when I did the BET session. Haven't got a call about that. And Born Legacy 4, even though I'm at the end of Born Legacy 3, and we can't act like, you know, it's because my stock is down this year.
Nah.
You know?
Nah,
you
know, I'm not going to
look at that thing from all episodes. I could see, you know what I'm saying, if I had a whole streak of bad battles, I haven't been battling, so a return like that to a, you know what I'm saying, not a return because I just battled Big T this year, but, you know, to a Gnome or Summer Madness, especially, you know, after the BET.
I think that's
Cypher
all of y'all, though, John. But,
like,
John, you don't think it's all of y'all, though? You don't think it's a lot of y'all veterans that's not getting booked now because they're trying to, like, you said something that's a couple of weeks ago about resetting reset button. I think, personally, you are really trying to hit the reset button without telling us they're doing that. They just don't want to let us know, like, when I'm not seeing Gnome in Summer Madness.
That's a part of the plan. That's a part of the plan that I helped build is what I'm telling you. I know this is what they're doing. I know it. It's been that way. But it's more or less, it's like you gotta represent people that represent you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Tay Rock, URL to the death. Sue Surf admitted to being Smack's hoe. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you got them niggas.
Yeah.
So Smack is going to keep their brand up. So they are the big names that's going to be on every big card. So now you got the whole situation with A-Verb and them. A-Verb fell away just like you saying right now, all the top tiers. The top tiers fell away because, well, A-Verb, let's take A-Verb for an example. A-Verb, he feels like that. And I told Verb this on the phone. I'm like, well, Verb, they can't promote you because you don't go around repping URL. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's more arguments with you, you know, speaking out against URL than speaking for them. So for them to want to put you in certain places to be seen in a certain kind of light is hard for them. I can't put nobody, like, I can't be promoting nobody and put them on my kind of platform if they're not for me. You know what I'm saying? That makes, like, they're not for me. And then it ain't like they say, you know, John not for URL. But at the end of the day, John got another obligation. If he gets an opportunity, he's going to use the opportunity for Bullpen before he uses it for URL. I mean, I did go on Lifetime. I didn't, you know, associate URL with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They hit me up to do the show. Yeah. They hit me up. I plugged the Bullpen in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, so you got to think like that from a business standpoint. When you think like that, I get it. I'm not faulting nobody for what they're doing. I'm just, like, how I just find it disrespectful if I know what you're doing and you're trying to do it to me.
Not only know, but like you said, was help with it. And then having it try to be done. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's the difference between John and all these other, and all the rest of the top tier. You know, like you said, they probably weren't repping URL to the death or nothing like that and didn't, you know, give them plans of how they can kind of revamp the brand and do some shit different. But that's where you kind of, that's where we get it, is because you were there helping them. You know what I mean? You? Yo, John. Yo.
That was a lot. That was a lot of stuff he was singing, though.
You hear me?
Yeah. We good.
Oh, all right. You got to start over. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
What they're doing is what they're supposed to be doing, but let me have my world.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Let me have my world. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm asking because I'm branding them just like you. And then I'm telling you, look, we brand them, and then they could come to URL. I just don't want them doing PGs.
Yeah.
You're putting them in the midst of a whole bunch of other people that they shouldn't be in the midst of, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel, at least, because I'm biased towards my bulls. Fuck that.
But, John, What do you say to the people that's being like, okay, you got a Rum Nady, a Mike P, a Jerry West, all these niggas over here, and for someone like Chef Trez, even if he battle a nigga like DNA, how you going to come here and surpass these cats or hurdle over these cats and expect to get back? You a league owner saying, yo, you can't, you got to have Chef Trez battle certain cats. He can't battle the Jerry Wests of the world and things of that nature.
I didn't say he couldn't battle the Jerry Wests.
Right.
I'm talking about where. I'm talking about don't have him battle at a PG event. You could, he could battle anybody, you know, open up the Born Legacy card. That was my argument. That's what I said. He can, like, let him open up a Born Legacy card against anybody. It's about where. That's my whole thing. It's about, because once you put him on a certain kind of event, that's how you label that person. If somebody's on Summer Madness every year, that's a Summer Madness caliber battler. A known, that's a known, you know what I mean, caliber battler. Born Legacy, that's where the mix between mid-tiers, top-tiers, and PGs. At least put them there. But if you put them on a card, a whole PG event, come on. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I didn't, you know, invest money to give them these certain kind of looks just so, okay, the best thing you could do coming out of Bullpen Battle League is get a PG. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got to give somebody something to represent. You know what I mean? It got to be, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you go back to, if I would have got smoked by a Hitman, it would be like nobody would have nothing. It would be nothing in place to say, well, you can be this from the PGs.
Right.
There would be nothing in place for that. So
it's
like I might be overthinking shit sometimes, but that's just how I brand my league. I don't want my league to be no PG league. You know what I'm saying? Norbs asked me to do a Proving Ground event with him a long time ago, like around the time I probably was doing my first or second event. He was like, yo, let's do, you know, a Proving Ground and Bullpen event in Atlanta together. And I'm like, nah, no disrespect, but I'm not trying to have my league like a Proving Ground league. I'm trying to have a real league that people want to come to. You know what I mean? Just the same way as people want to go to URL, I want to feel like people should want to come to Bullpen too. You know what I'm saying? So that was my whole thing. So if you take one of the dudes who y'all feel like is my top battler, y'all feel like that, you know what I'm saying? And y'all take him and make him go through the PGs, it's like it's disrespectful to what I'm building over here. And y'all know it is. But you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? But y'all saying it's because y'all don't trust Trez, so y'all put him on the trial run. That's what it's about. Like, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what's the
so
point?
Yeah, are you guys still in talks and conversations? You and Chef, or is it like, nah, you go your way?
I reached out to Trez about the past 2 days. Haven't heard. I reached out to him the first time when you asked me to get him on the show, Dre.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I reached out to him yesterday, and I never got back to him. I was supposed to get on a conference call with me, him, and Chris. And Chris was saying he's supposed to, you know, set it up. Haven't heard from him. I called Trez today. Haven't heard from him. You know what I'm saying? But the last I heard from was he wants to do the PG because being that I spoke to Beasley, we was going to try to work out the situation I wanted to work out. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't going to call Beasley because Beasley saying, yo, call me. We could do whatever you want to do with Trez. Just because he said that doesn't mean I'm going to go, yo, Beasley, do this and do that with Trez. I want to talk to Trez first to see what he want to do. Let's weigh out these options. And
right.
Then I'll go to Beasley once we come. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be the fair nigga in this situation. But last I heard, he spoke to Chris, and he was just saying, you know, he wants to do the PG. So I guess whatever happened, they in their head, he just wants to battle Bullpen dudes on Bullpen, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? For as long as, you know, Trez rep Bullpen, Bullpen's going to rep Trez. Don't take this conversation as if, you know what I'm saying, I'm up here, fuck Trez, this and that, because it's definitely not that. Everything I'm up here telling y'all is all facts. None of this shit is out of emotion. None of it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas can't deny it. You know what I mean? What I'm saying, but it's just, you know, that's the situation. You know, Trez is URL and Bullpen, but I can't, you know, give Trez the looks that I want to give him. So he's going to have to wait to get them looks whenever URL wants to give it to him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could weigh out your options here. You could weigh out your options.
Well,
you could wait. You could wait until Ball Legacy 5 open up, or take the battle that I got for you, and y'all two know the battle I'm talking about. So take the battle I got for you, and then go straight to Ball Legacy 5, or continue to battle only bullpen niggas in the bullpen, and take a PG and wait however long to whenever they want to give you. You know what I mean? Once you've proven yourself to them to get a name, those are the two options here. And I don't see how that's.
John,
you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question though. The nigga that you had to, the nigga that you offered to Trez, that nigga was down to battle him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Wow.
Call me today.
Bruh.
You know what I mean? I called me today, and I told him I was going to call him back because
damn
I haven't spoke to Trez yet.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I got to speak to Trez before I make these moves. I got plays in motion, but if I'm not speaking to Trez, I can't make these plays. Because I tried to make the plays without him, but he's like, I'm telling him, yo, I don't want him to do a PG. Well, shit, I already spoke to Trez, and he's down to do the PG. So what the, you know what I'm saying? It strips me of my powers.
Yo, if Trez were to battle this nigga right here, bro, Jesus.
You said what?
Real shit.
If Chess would have got the opportunity to battle this certain individual, his stock would have really went up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Not only that, like the whole, man, y'all know this card I got playing, man. So it's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, yo, dog, everybody will win off of this. Everybody.
Yeah.
Including URL. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's a fire-ass card, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a
you
crazy
got a branded
card.
Star now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
Hey,
you know
hey John,
that,
real quick, if Trez doesn't take that battle, I'll step in and I'll take dude. You know what I mean? I just consider it like a backup plan. I'll go ahead. I'll strap on the boots, man. That's my guy.
That's the crazy thing. And then
crazy.
That's a fire
he
battle,
has.
Though. Like, what kind of bat? Like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. I don't even want to book that dude against nobody else in the bullpen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing else really makes sense right now with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, because I told Loso, me and Timbo, I was like, yo, bro, you and Chef Trez will be a dope-ass battle, my nigga. Like, that battle makes sense.
Yeah.
On bullpen, you know what I mean?
Nah, that's going to happen. Mm. That's going to happen. Soon. That's going to happen soon. But, you know what I'm saying? If it got to happen, it'll make more sense, you know, once it get to the point where I'm building them to where, you know, somewhere close to where I want them. So then that's like a main event to where we don't need no outside niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we could make a main event and pack a room with just us where I'm trying to get
it to. That's the goal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal. Like, that's when you know you establish a real league of your own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you
John,
know.
John,
how
many of those matches are completely locked that you that on that card?
Completely locked, but like verbally. You know what I mean?
Verbally locked. Yeah, verbally.
I mean, verbally, you could really say about. Four.
Oh shit!
It might have been all of them. I might have spoke to everybody.
John's not fucking around.
You know what I'm saying? I might have spoke to everybody but Trez.
Wow.
Jesus.
And this is a fact. You know what I'm saying? And then what make it so bad? I got like all these shits is set up like through text. So there's documents like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is really like, you know what I'm saying? So, But yeah, you know what I mean. So
John's over here being an evil genius. He's being an evil genius over here. When do you think you'll be able to actually give some more details, information on matchups wise? Do you have a time frame that you'd like to do that?
Definitely. Once I lock this in, because you know that's one of the main battles. Once I lock that in, that's when I could just start, getting the paperwork together, locking in the actual date. I'll call a venue, all that shit. Start sending out deposits. So I was really trying to start making announcements, like the end of this month, latest.
Oh shit. Yeah.
By the time we drop Riggs and Cortez battle, I wanted to start promoting this, which is crazy, by the way.
Wow.
Which is crazy, by the way.
The Ty Law battle's next, right? They drop it, right?
Yeah, Ty Law battle on PC is definitely next, and that's crazy too. You know what I mean?
Damn.
You might not. I ain't gonna lie. Like all of the battles that happen on Fade, I mean, you're gonna have your battles that you like more than the other, of course. You know what I'm saying? But every battle is like, what the fuck? It's a dope battle.
Yeah.
Every single one. And I think it's the energy that was in the building that day. You know what I'm saying? The energy was in the building, and them niggas came to play, man.
Yeah.
So.
And it's that respect, like we talked about. It's something like, yo, I'm going to show off the bullpen. You know, I don't have to. I'm not going to come over here, just collect my money, do some dumb shit. Like, I'm about to prepare for this, and I'm going to show out.
And then I tell my battlers, if y'all get killed, don't come to me asking for no names, man. Y'all gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all not ready. I set battles up sometimes. The Loso battle I got coming up, Loso could call in right now again and tell you how I'm texting him, letting him know, like, yo, dog, I don't think you're ready. He like, are you still doubting me? I'm like, I'm not doubting you. That's how I talk to my balls. Like, I don't sit there and pamper these niggas.
Yeah,
I'd let them know, yo, dog, you need to win this battle. If you don't,
yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep them
like,
on their fucking toes. Keep them on their toes.
Mm-hmm.
Got to.
Do you, do you think, John, that it's before we get you out here, kind of business wise, it's more of like, let me not lock these dudes in. Let me not. I don't have to put these dudes on contracts, but let me build them to where they can make their own money. You know, they can gain their worth. It's kind of like teaching a dude, leading him to water.
That's exactly
what
I'm doing,
teaching
Timbo.
Him how to fish.
That's exactly what I'm doing, Timbo. That's exactly what I'm doing. This is more like a Open Battle League is more like a program.
Yeah.
First, I program
your
mind to think every fucking battle counts. It's not about what you last did. It's about what you're about to do next. You got to always be hungry. If you're not hungry, I don't want to deal with you. As soon as you start talking like you just comfortable in your situation, nah. I'm going to put you somewhere where you're going to be uncomfortable because it might be another hungry nigga. You go in there uncomfortable if you want, and this hungry nigga going to bite your fucking head off. You know what I mean? Got to humble you.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, it's like I'm trying to show you how to, what battles to take and what battles not to take as far as what event is it, as far as who they want you battling. And you know, I'm more like an advisor. I don't sit there and tell nobody, don't take this battle, don't take this battle, which is why I haven't put nobody on contract.
Yeah.
And you want to go out and experience it for yourself, I'm going to let you do that because experience is the best.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you because I've been through this shit.
Yeah.
Break it up, John.
Yo, can you hear us, John? Yo.
Yo, John.
Yo. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, his call dropped real quick. When you get I think he's going to call back up in a second. Let's see. Crazy, man.
Yeah, that's to say the least. It's a real, the business aspect of it is, oof. I'm glad we're on this side.
He knows. And he knows what's going on. You know what I mean? That's
well,
John.
And Surf, those two cats know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these battle rappers know what's going on behind the scenes, but, you know, they're not going to, you know what I mean?
It's true. They're not going to just go out and, like you said, say what's going on all over Twitter and shit. You know, John's never done that, though. You know? I saw a funny-ass tweet. I was going to tell John about it. Conceited hit it. When, you know, John's promoting all of his artists, right? Putting all these battles out, going crazy. Conceited says, he's like, bro, are you a rapper or a manager? And John's like, all of the he's like, John's like, all of the above. And I'm dying, bro. Like, that's what he, you know, that's what it is.
You gotta have that mindset,
that's
though.
That's what it is, you know. Yeah, you have to have that mindset. No question, you have to. You know, so it's crazy, man. You know, but he's succeeding out there. I haven't heard one person say that they're not happy for Dude.
Nah.
They're not happy for John.
And you should be happy for
Dude. About what he's doing. You gotta be happy for John, yo. After
you make
it
move, man. Come on.
You remember how much hate he got in URL?
He still gets it, though. He still gets it, though.
Yeah, but they would just go to his battles to boo, bro.
Yep.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't care what he had. They go to his battles to boo him.
The thing I like about the bullpen thing is that it's in Atlanta, right there in the South.
Yeah.
So they got another market to build up
it
on.
Is. Yeah.
And once again, giving cats a chance who's not probably ever see a URL stage. You know what I'm saying? Luke got cats Losos over there. Excel had one of his best battles in his career over there. You know what I'm saying? Sharon just caught wreck over there. You know what I'm saying? DNA showed up. So it's like he's putting out good quality battles. You know what I'm saying? It's just like RBE.
No, you're right.
It took RBE a while to heat up. He's respected now. But a good thing with John is he's a battle rapper. So, you know.
Yeah. No, you're right. That's the thing. He knows. Yeah, he knows that. I don't think he's in good service right now. I think his phone's probably cut out.
Yeah, it probably cut out.
Wait. Hold on. Let's give him another minute. But, But yeah, man, you know what I mean? You're right. It's like, it's crazy out here with what he's doing, you know? How could Trez not take this, man? What are you thinking?
I would love to hear Trez's side. I would love to hear his side, yo.
Yes. Yes.
Chef Trez, I hit you up already, my dude. Come on now. Let's get you up here. We need to get your side.
Even more of a reason to chop this favor.
Yeah.
You got to have a conversation with the congregation.
Congregation, my nigga, you got all right, man. Some people like, I really would like to us to not, I'm gonna use the word grill Chef Trez, but just really ask him some serious questions and see why. I'm not gonna pass judgment on him. I'm gonna let him just give him, see what he got to say and shit. You know what I mean?
I feel you. Dre, before we, I don't know if John's calling back up, but before we sign off, I gotta ask you this. It's been 20 years since Tupac was killed today. Marks the 20th year. What still resonates with you about him? Like, what tracks would you still listen to and bump, you know, heavily and everything like that? What's kind of one thing that you'll remember about Dude?
Tears. I love the Tears. I know everybody goes to hit him up, but I also go to, what's the song he has on fucking Machiavelli? Really Should I Ever Wrote, that's Against All Odds, one of my favorite Tupac songs.
Against All Odds, yeah.
I love that
yeah.
song, bro.
Yeah.
One of the most influential rappers of all time, hands down. Ain't even no hope.
Hands down.
Ain't even no porn
around. Hands down. It's crazy, huh? It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I think one of my favorite tracks that I first loved was Brenda's Got a Baby. Crazy.
Oh, that's classic. Classic Pac.
That song was classic. And then, bro, Ambition. Once I heard Ambitions of the Rider, man.
Fire.
Man, fire. Bro, like, it's nuts, man, what this dude, what he was able to do, you know? And how much music he made, Dre. You know what's funny? I was listening to, Rosenberg. Rosenberg Hot 97, they kind of did like a little thing about Pac, right? And Rosenberg had a good argument as far as there was nobody on the East Coast that was bumping Pac. No one, you wouldn't hear someone.
I disagree with that.
But Drake, his argument was, were people really riding through the hood with their windows down, bumping Pac more than Biggie?
No, but they had people bumping Pac
more than Biggie.
Oh, they had people.
You think so?
Believe it or not, I know so. There's people in New York that like Tupac, son.
Yeah.
There's people that in New York who like Tupac more than Biggie, to be honest. Believe it or not.
That's true.
I know New Yorkers like Pac way more than Biggie. Big.
Better rapper. Big.
Big. But yeah. Capturing the people's soul and heart, Tupac.
Crazy. 20 years, man.
The people, the people's champion, like The Rock.
Yeah.
I'll give it to Tupac.
That's it, man. 20 years since Pac died, yo. Crazy. Shit still lives on. PSA Radio. Segment Boys. We got to hear.
Yes, sir.
Exclusives. We're going to start calling this Exclusive Central. You know what
I mean?
Yeah, bro.
Cause that shit that John was saying earlier was kind of wild, B.
Some shit. He's talking that shit. But
yeah,
John's always kept it a buck with us. We don't have any reason to, you know what I mean? He's never came crooked to us at all. So I guess we'll have to see kind of how this plays out. Might have to hear what's going on. But shout out to John coming on the show. Shout out to Lowe, good dude, coming on the show also. Really good to chop it up with him. First time on the show. Definitely having him back. PSA Radio. We out here, man. Segment Boys. Dre, take us out, my G.
Shout out to John Loso, man. You already know who this is, man. The Segment Boys.
We here, man. We out.